Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Women of the world, Mari Grace Berg here, and welcome to the Today's Leading Women show, where real stories, real inspiration, and real takeaways are shared by women for women. Today's featured guest is Genevieve Shingle Jaffe. Genevieve is our very own sparkle lawyer, here to help you cover your beautiful business booty with legit legal protection. She runs a law practice and is the co-creator of the online legal course, Damsel Goes Bare, where she educates and empowers female entrepreneurs with the legal side of their business. She believes in magic, unicorns, pink hair, miracles, and that mint chocolate chip ice cream is a perfectly acceptable dinner. Love that. To learn more about her, come say hello at www.genevieveshingle.com. Again, that's www.genevieveshingle.com. Genevieveshingle.com. Jenna, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hi.
Hello, I'm delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Jenna, really love your story, but let's take our listeners to your journey as an entrepreneur, touching upon the defining moments, the challenges, the successes, and of course, what's next in your business. So let's start with you sharing with us your story from where you were to where you are today, you know, where you were when you got started your business. I'd love for our listeners to really see for themselves. If you can picture the stage when you got started with your business to where you are right now, so that our listeners can see for themselves, okay, so this is Jenna's journey, and this maybe I can model this journey that she has. So I'd love for you to picture that for us.
Sure. So I started my business in January of 2014, so about 2.5 years ago. And before that, I was working as a corporate lawyer in New York City and wasn't really happy, but I didn't know anything about entrepreneurship. It just wasn't really ever anything that I thought of. And my now wife was a business coach at the time and had said to me, you know, why don't you start your own business? And I, you know, didn't want to do that. But as time went on, I saw kind of the lifestyle that she was living and all of these amazing people that she was helping. And I met a lot of her friends who were women entrepreneurs. And I saw this really incredible market opportunity to support female entrepreneurs with the legal side of their business, because it was and still is something that's kind of lacking in our entrepreneurial world. So I started my own business in 2014, and it's been crazy journey ever since. Lots of highs, lots of lows. Mm-hmm. But it's at the point now where it's pretty passive. My income is pretty passive. I don't work nearly as much as I used to, which is great. And Yeah. And, I don't know what details you want, but
and that's a beautiful story. And you know what? I am sure a lot of us strive to get to that point where we have, when our business gives us that passive income, because that is the beauty of having a business that you can leverage. Mm-hmm. Because, for example, you create something that could leverage over and over again. You create once and then you sell this over and over again. That's where one of the ways that we can create the passive income. What an inspiring story that one is.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So for our listeners out there, I'm sure we have a lot of listeners because we've had quite a few lawyers that were featured on the show. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are, for example, in the industry. So I'd love for you to share with us some of the lies or the myths or the misconceptions that people have, especially going from being a lawyer, a corporate lawyer, or the traditional, lawyer, like you're working in a company or in a corporate like that, going from there to being an online entrepreneur. What are some of the myths that you heard or that you know people have entering the type of business that you are in?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a couple different angles. And the first is that there's not a market for it. You know, so when I first started, people were like, this is crazy. You know, there's not enough people to buy from you or to get, service from you. And it's so not true. And in the online entrepreneurial world, there are billions of dollars. And there are so many people who have their own businesses, and even more so many people that are now starting their own businesses. So while it was scary, for sure, starting my own business, I knew that I would be able to, find a good market and find a good market, a good niche, and my own kind of tribe to sell to. I think another one that people think that, entrepreneurs, you work from home, you must be so lazy, like not get anything done. And sure, there are days where I'm not as productive as others. But, when I first started, and I think that, whenever anybody's really first starting a business, you really have to work your butt off because you're starting from scratch. People don't know who you are. You don't have, probably a website yet or any products or programs. And so it's really about creating all of this stuff from scratch and really getting people to know who you are. And I think that marketing yourself takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And for you to do, and a lot of effort. And so in the beginning of my business, I worked more than when I was working in a law firm, because there's always something that can be done. Mm-hmm. When it's your company, there's always things that can be done. So yes, I work a lot less now, which is great. Mm-hmm. But I worked my butt off for a long time to get to this point. So so just because we work from home doesn't mean we're not working. Like I said, sometimes when I'm in a launch, sometimes I work 14 hours a day because I'm just constantly crafting emails and talking to people and doing webinars and, all of that. But okay, I guess another one is that you have to be like someone else in order to succeed. So there are people out there who have created really successful businesses and business models. And people think that then if you copy that model and do the exact same thing as this person, then you'll be as successful. And that's the worst idea, because the reason they're so successful is because this is their thing. This is their signature program. This is their signature, way of working, way of talking. So really, it is about making it your own. And people get scared to make it their own because they're worried that people won't buy from them, or it'll sound weird, or, they're just too different. But that's the point. The point is to be different, because you need to make yourself stand out in this industry.
Brilliant ideas there, and you busted this myths that I'm sure a lot of us shared when we got started. And yeah, I echo what you said about that you have to be someone else to be successful. I mean, yes, you can model other people's ideas or platforms or like that, but you have to make it your own, because what works for them might not work for you. I totally agree with that. But now that we busted these myths, I'd love for us to take a look at how you built your business to where it is today. Our listeners really are interested in learning about the steps that you took. So, for example, if somebody is listening as a corporate lawyer and is thinking thinking of transitioning to becoming an online entrepreneur. I agree with you. I mean, a lot of us, I mean, I myself, I didn't think of the legal aspect of my business starting on up until I started making money, and I have to pay taxes, and I have to have all of this documents on the website, particularly that you have to be compliant. And so we need the expertise of you guys. So for someone out there who is thinking of doing that, can you give them like steps, like the blueprint that you took? And if you can put it in like steps, like 5 to 7 steps or any steps that they can follow, that way they can see for themselves, okay, Jenna do this, this, and she came, she did this, this, and this, and she came, and her results are this. So maybe something that they can model to, something that they can take action on. I think that's what I am going here. So if you can share with us something, some steps that you took that they can model as well, and so that they can see for themselves, okay, Jenna did it, I can do that one too.
Yeah, well, again, I think it's all about making it your own and not copying someone else. But for me, you know, when I first started, I only worked with clients one-on-one because that's all I knew from corporate. And then what I realized is I wanted to help more people. I wanted to serve the masses and do the exact same amount of work. So what I did was I created an online legal course. So it's a course, it's an educational course that walks through different legal templates. And it comes with, you know, video instructions to really help you understand what these contracts are, why they're important, and how they're going to protect your business. So when I have a launch, I launch this course and I'm able to sell it to as many people as, you know, they want, as want to buy. And I'm still doing the exact same amount of work. All the work's already done on the back end. I just, you know, sometimes we'll have, you know, Q&A calls or something like that. So I wanted to run a more one-to-many model instead of working one-on-one. I also wanted to have more passive income, so I started selling legal templates where they don't get access to me, but they get the legal document with instructions on how to customize it for their specific business. So I kind of moved very much away from working one-on-one with clients into working with groups and this more passive model. I still do work with clients one-on-one a little bit, but I found that really working with groups is how I personally kind of thrive and like to operate.
And I think most of us started that way because, first of all, if you're thinking of creating a course or a program, most of them, and I really highly recommend or encourage to get testimonials. And the way to do that, and the easiest actually, is to do one-on-one, do coaching to validate your idea, to test your idea, to test your program in a small group, whether that be one-on-one or a few people first. And then scale that one in a group once you get those numbers, once you get those conversions that you know you have that, you got that signature program. So don't be afraid of doing one-on-ones first. You don't want to do it for a long time because it's not leveraged or it's not scalable, but to get started, and I know a lot of you, our listeners, are starting, and that's a good way. That's a great way to start actually doing one-on-one, starting with the people that you know or that you know will benefit to what you're offering, because that way you not only get to validate your idea, but you get to get some testimonials, you get to get some results for people, and that would give you that confidence to create the program or to create a signature program that you can leverage or that you can scale. And of course, creating passive income products, like for example creating, for example, with Jenna, she has this legal templates. You can create ebooks, for example, guides, for example, that doesn't involve you much of your time, for example. So great tips there. I love that. And if they, so for example, okay, so they did one-on-one, they got the course. So how did you test your idea? How did you get this your legal course validated? Did you tested it in a small group, or how did you go about it?
I did a beta launch of it. So I launched it as at a much lower price so that I could get people to go through it and let me know what they liked, what they didn't like, you know, what did I need to change, what did I need to tweak, and then get, as you had mentioned before, to get testimonials from it. So it was really great for me to do that because I got a lot of people to purchase. at once. And then I got a bunch of testimonials and I got a bunch of people who were willing to, you know, share it the next time I launched it. So yeah, I did like a test, like a test run of it.
All right. So you did a test run, you did a, or what we call a beta launch at a much lower price. And then at what point did you realize that, okay, I can scale this one up. People are getting results. People are really want this program. At what point did you realize that, okay, it's time to scale up?
You know, during the launch went really well. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, this is definitely something that people want. Mm-hmm. So after the launch, when the course was running, I was like, okay, I'm ready. This is going to be something. And so that's when I hired, you know, my designer for my website. And I started, you know, kind of thinking about, you know, how I wanted to run the program, what tweaks and changes I kind of wanted to make to it. And of course, I got feedback from people after the course was over, but I also learned a lot running it myself. Mm-hmm. You know, what did I like? What did I not like about it? How can I make it better? You know, so I made the tweaks and changes from that and, you know, was able to turn it into like a full blown course that, that was, you know, has been really successful.
Mm. All right. So when you scaled up, what were the types of what kind of traffic did you have to get? I mean, did you use, for example, Facebook ads or joint venture traffic? Or what are some of the ways that you use to scale this one up?
Yep, I had affiliates. Mm-hmm. So I had joint venture partners. I had Facebook ads. I've done webinars and I did a video series, so like a free video series kind of training. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of traffic leading up to the different launches that I've done, mostly running the Facebook ads to my webinars, mm-hmm. to the free video series, because these were free offers. And then from there, having warm leads that I could then, you know, pitch this program to.
Brilliant strategy. And reason I'm asking because I also have the other podcast which specifically talks about JV marketing, and this is one of marketing strategy that we can integrate or we can incorporate as we scale up, because there's only so much that we can do by ourselves, and if we involve other people to promote for us, it really steps up the game kind of what you said. So I really love that. So there you go, our listeners out there. So first, don't be afraid to start doing one-on-one to get testimonials and to get results for your clients, and also to test that idea that you have. And then once you have that one, create a course to leverage your time, and then doing a beta or test launch to your own list or to the people that you know of to get those numbers and to make sure that people really want this, and then scale up. You can use different ways of traffic, like JV traffic, Facebook ads, doing the Jeff Walker's PLC video series, for example. And we love that model. I use that one myself too. And then webinars. Mm-hmm. I mean, webinars are awesome because you get to connect with people. You get them there live talking to you, asking you questions. Really helps also to validate your idea as well by going just doing a webinar and asking them questions and answering them for them. So beautiful. Love the strategy.
Thanks.
All right. So now that you've given them this steps that they can do, what would be the one thing? So if someone is listening out there, I really want to start with this today. What would be the one thing that they can do today to get started?
I think you need to do some research first to figure out what it is you want to do. So, you know, think about, okay, if you want to be a business coach, then look up other business coaches and see kind of what their offerings are, what they're doing. A free and easy way to kind of get your feet wet in this industry is to join some Facebook groups that have other entrepreneurs in it. You know, my wife and I run a Facebook group that has almost 11,000 female entrepreneurs in it. So it's a place to really connect and support and get to know other entrepreneurs and ask for help and all of that. So I think that, you know, just connecting with other people is a really great way to, you know, start to build up your business, build up your audience, and get different ideas as to what you want to do and how you want to present yourself and your work to the world.
That is important step. So I really encourage you, our listeners, to start their research what is it you want, and model what other people do. Learn from them. Follow those people that you wanna achieve the results that they have. So, for example, if you are into online marketing, you wanna model someone who was doing it successfully and learning it from there, and connecting with people is one great way to learn about them, about what they want, what their pains are, what their challenges are. So really start it. I mean, I know a lot of us miss this. I mean, don't neglect this part, the research part. But it is a continuous process that we do all the time for our business. So start from there. That is the very foundation of building a business, to really research and everything that you can learn about you, about the business that you want to establish, and about the people that you want to serve. So great takeaway there. All right, so we're giving them the steps, you've inspired them with your story. I'd love for us to talk now about what's exciting inside your business. So share with us, what's something that's exciting you about your business? What's the name of program that you have that you can share with our listeners? Mm-hmm. Who is it for? You know, what do they get? What results they'll expect with it? And of course, where can they learn more about it?
Yeah, so my main offering right now is the legal course that I run with another lawyer that's called Damsel Goes Bear. And it's an online legal course that comes with different legal templates plus video lessons on how to customize them. And there's two different tiers. So the one tier is completely DIY, and the other tier is like the fuller version where you get more legal documents and you actually get access to both Lisa and I to ask questions. So it's more hand-holding and all of that. So we are gearing up for another launch this fall. We just had a launch this spring. So this summer, we're doing a lot of creating, kind of working on our content a little bit more, coming up with some more free stuff for people so that they can kind of understand a little bit about what we're doing. So we're excited about that.
All right. So I really encourage you, our listeners, to check them out. So what would be the best site that they can go to, at least to be on your list so that they can be notified when your course opens up in the fall?
Yeah, so it's damselgoesbear.com.
Love that name.
Damselgoesbear.com.
Entrepreneurs who are listening and aspiring entrepreneurs, this is something that I neglected when I got started. And it almost got me surprise, but especially now with all of the FTC regulations and like that, even your website, there has to be certain documents that has to be present in there. And experts like Jenna really can help you streamline this. So I really encourage you to go there now and be on their list, damselgoesbear.com. So that way, when they open the course, having all these templates plus video lessons and also having access to them, if you choose that tier, what a tremendous help would that be. So I really encourage you to go to damselgoesbear.com. Watch out when they open the launch in the fall and be prepared. And because this is one thing that you cannot neglect and you cannot ignore, and you don't want to wait until, you know, the FTC comes after you. So really encourage
definitely
you to,
not.
Exactly. You don't want to go that far. I'm really glad that I listened to experts like you to get me the documents that I need, and not just that one, but the advice, the recommendations, the suggestions that we are not aware of as entrepreneurs. That's legal documents are the last thing that we think of, but they are integral to being in a business. So really encourage you to go to damselgoesbear.com. Any parting words for our listeners, Jenna?
Yeah, just if you're thinking of starting your own business, you know, we want to become an entrepreneur, You seriously can do it. You know, a lot of people might try to discourage you, but don't let them bring you down. You have a unique message to share with this world, and, you know, we need to hear it. You might tell it, maybe that you're one of a million business coaches, but the way in which you're going to talk to people is going to be different than anybody else because no one else is like you. So, you know, go forward with it, work hard, commit to it. Know that there will be bumps in the road, but that's okay. We all hit them and we all overcome them, and they turn out to be beautiful lessons and blessings in our business. So just keep going.
Beautiful. You are unique and you have a unique gift and offer to that will benefit other people. So great. All right, Jenna, thank you so much. Thank you for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to us, and especially for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Oh, thank you so much.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/PrestoPod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/PrestoPod.
Inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.